Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. That's a drain.
Secret destroyer.
Hold you up to the flame. And what do I get? For my pain. Betray desire. And I.
Sleepy edition of I'm Mac with your host McCorley Matthew and my co-host on the other line, Willie Boy William Rumble. Hey, Willie Boy, are you still in it? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. What's going on, man?
I thought you were sleeping.
Nah, I'm not sleeping. I guess if I was, it'd be like that Sandman car commercial.
Yeah, me and Will are both tired right now. I'm freaking sleepy and tired as hell from this past week. Like dozing off right now. I hope I don't doze off while we're talking, but I'll try my best to stay awake for you guys.
Yeah, I'm getting pumped up, you know, energized by you, you know, your great listeners out there.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna sleep anyway. Like, I don't get paid to do this shit. But yeah, let's get to some news, man, so I can go to bed. The major news that people have been talking about is a Trayvon Martin tragedy.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
And you know, it's very unfortunate that, you know, this kid, teenage kid, he's 17 years old, right? I think.
I thought he was 10. I checked this.
10.
I heard he was 10. I must have heard wrong.
No. Well, in the picture, they have a younger picture of him where he looks 10, but no, he was like 17 years old, I think. Let me just check on the internet to make sure. Cause,
yeah,
I think he's 10 years old now.
Yeah, one of us have to do research on that to find out his age.
Okay, I'm on the internet right now. I don't think he was 10 because there was a scuffle between him and the neighborhood that watch captain. Yeah, he was 17. The murder of 17-year-old African-American boy Trayvon Martin. Yeah, he was 17 years old.
Okay.
And what happened was the... Mm-hmm?
No, I'm saying I must have just saw the photo of him when he was 10, and I assumed he was 10. That's probably what happened.
The guy was a teenager, you know? And he was walking... walking alone in the neighborhood with a hoodie, and he had a bag of Skittles, and he was drinking iced tea. And this neighborhood watch captain, his name is George Zimmerman, he's like 28 years old. He spotted Trayvon Martin and, you know, mistook him for some kind of thug or you know, like a troubling teenager. And I don't know what happened. I don't know. They don't really know why George Zimmerman shot him. George Zimmerman said that, you know, he shot him in self-defense. But no one knows the real story of what happened, you know. I guess we'll find out, you know, in the upcoming weeks what really happened. But right now you have a 17-year-old boy, he's dead. And, you know, there's national coverage. And there's been a storm of, you know, a lot of youngsters, a lot of people on Twitter, Facebook, you know, they're angry about this. They want this guy, George Zimmerman, to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you think it was a racist act of him to just, you know, kill this black kid just walking around at night by himself. And the, you know, the kid didn't even have, he was never convicted. He was never, he doesn't have a criminal record. You know, he's not a juvenile. You know, he wasn't carrying any kind of weapons on him. Just carrying a bag of Skittles and some iced tea, that's all, you know.
Yeah.
But this guy, George Zimmerman, yeah, it is a mess up, you know.
That could happen to anybody, any kid, really.
Yeah.
Just mind their own business, and then they get assaulted like that and murdered. I mean, cold blood is messed up.
Yeah, I mean, and the guy, this George Zimmerman guy, he called 911 to report to them that he saw, you know, he thought this kid was suspicious. You know, he saw this kid and he thought he was suspicious, you know, probably a gangster, a member of a gang or somebody. And a 911 operator told him, whatever you do, don't follow him. Don't follow the kid. And what does George Zimmerman do? He goes back and follows the kid and then moments later shoots him. Who knows what happens? Maybe a scuffle happened. You know, some neighbors said that they heard a yell for help. And some other neighbors said they heard, you know, some kind of scuffling, some kind of fighting going on outside, and then a gunshot. So really don't know what happened that night. But like I said, whatever happened that night ended up with a kid being shot to death. Now a lot of people... they want this neighborhood watch captain to go to jail and to, you know, be convicted of murder.
Yep.
And, you know, you have a lot of people on Twitter, Facebook. They're angry about it. They've been posting pictures of themselves with a hoodie and Skittles in protest. No.
Yeah, Starmer, what was it, yesterday, he put on a hoodie too. You know, some NBA players, you know, all around the league are, you know, supporting the kid, you know.
I have a hoodie right now too, but that's because I'm tired. You know, it's not it's not in protest of this of this kid. I mean, I feel for the parents. I mean,
yeah,
I can't imagine what they're going through right now, you know.
Only messed up. The kid didn't have to die, man. It's messed up. And it seemed racist because I, first time I heard some audio of him, I don't know if it's about this case or another case.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like they censored what he said, but it seemed like what he was saying was racist.
Yeah.
Probably was saying the N-word, but.
Wow. Messed up.
It's really messed up. The kid died, you know, pretty much because he's black.
So. Yeah, and you right now you have the new Black Panther Party, which is like a black version of the KKK. They want this neighborhood watch captain captured, and they're offering $100,000 for the capture of this neighborhood watch captain, and they want to kill him. So, you know, you got the Black Party, the Black Panther Party after this guy. Everyone wants him to go to jail. He's getting death threats. It's not looking good for this guy.
The guy looked like he was trigger happy. I mean, the guy looked like he's racist and he was trigger happy and he wanted to use his weapon.
Yeah.
Instead of being a regular watch person and notify the police,
mm-hmm.
you know, this guy, he wanted to be trigger happy.
Yep.
I mean, and he, you know, he was racist. He pretty much wanted to kill the kid and he, I guess he's happy for what he did.
Yeah. God damn, man.
Messed up. Kid had to die for no reason. Just for holding a bag of Skittles and what was the soda? Iced tea? I forgot what it was.
Arizona iced tea.
Messed up.
I mean, despite all the negativity surrounding this, Skittles in Arizona, they're getting some good publicity out of this, man.
Oh my God.
Seriously. They're like, goddamn, Skittles, like, people going out. No, I'm being serious here. Like, people are going out and buying Skittles in protest. You know, so,
oh, right. Yeah, that is true. I didn't think of it in that way.
So, like, they're actually making money off of this, you know? Craziness. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, my condolences go out to this kid's parents, and hopefully justice will be served.
Yeah.
And we'll find out what really happened that night.
Yeah, I totally feel for his parents, man. I mean, it's always messed up when a, you know, parent has to bury their kid, you know. Just really messed up. The kid, the kid didn't even do anything, and he's, you know, he just got killed for no reason.
Yeah.
It's a
really
sad story, man.
Yeah.
Probably the saddest story we've covered in a long time on your show, off the top of my head.
Yeah. Really crazy, but what can you do, you know? And we got a call on the line if someone wants to talk about it.
Oh, that's good.
Caller? Caller?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up?
I'm doing fine. How do you doing?
Good. How's it going?
That's good.
What do you want to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. Gosh, you folks are talking pretty good on there, episode 95. So
yeah.
I was just listening. What do you want to ask me? I hear you talking about that Trayvon Martin tragedy.
Well, what do you think about it, sir?
I think it's a bunch of bullshit. That's what I think.
All right. Do you think this guy should go to jail, this George Zimmerman guy?
Now, technically speaking, it's not about who's right or wrong. It's about the message that's sent from the Good Samaritan law, who's doing what and who's doing what from somebody else. I'm not into all these rules people got. That's the way I look at it, but... In the meantime, I can understand why they're not pressing charges. I can tell you folks all on Blog Talk Radio tonight why that ain't happening.
Why?
Because Good Samaritan law. when you work as a security officer or a make-believe police officer or a fucking Monopoly money police officer, they got a good Samaritan law that covers their ass. That means he was trying to do what he got to do with his best interests. In the meantime, if he's looking out for the best interests of the community and it doesn't work out, he's not going to be held liable for nothing. That's the fucking good Samaritan bullshit.
All right. I mean, I don't disagree with that, that this neighborhood watch captain was being a good Samaritan and he's looking out for the community and for the best interests of everyone that's living in the neighborhood. But don't you find it kind of strange that this kid was, he didn't have a criminal record. He was never a juvenile. He's not a gang member, as far as I know. And he was carrying a bag of Skittles and a can of soda. He wasn't carrying any weapons. But he was shot and killed that night for no reason.
Yes.
Isn't that kind of...
And you're 100% right on that. But this fella who's running around with a walkie-talkie that's made out of two cans of beer with a string attached to it, didn't know any of that. See, that's the thing.
Okay.
He was just running around the neighborhood trying to do his job. Don't take it wrong. I'm not defending him. He's still asshole, too. But here's what I'm saying. He should have stopped and not listened to what he thought he was going to do. He tried to play Mr. Big Hero and play the job and do what he has to do. You know, he shouldn't have done what he did. And he should not never pulled the gun on nobody. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. But, and we really don't know what happened tonight. I mean, maybe, who knows, maybe the kid could have got mad or could have got offended that this watch captain was following
him.
I'm
sure he did. He probably thought that poor fucking fella, Mr. Zimmerman, was going to put it in his ass. He probably thought that. It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Pedophile or some kind of weird shit, you know, you never know. And he's like, what the hell are you following me for?
Right.
Anybody could say that. But in the meantime, no one would know that that person was a security officer. What I'm wondering is, why is that neighborhood watch program not addressing themselves and saying, excuse me, sir, I was just watching after you because I'm checking out the neighborhood and I work for it. He didn't say any of that shit. Here's the problem right there.
Right. Now, what do you think about the protests going on, about these protests about people posting pictures of themselves wearing hoodies and buying Skittles as a means to, you know, get justice for this kid who was shot?
Well, I feel terribly sorry about that part. I'm sorry for the poor kid, and I'm sorry for this other Neanderthal that did what he did, but...
Yeah.
My point is, this is not about making people feel like they have to have a racist thing going on. It's about one dumb fucker who doesn't know what he's doing and probably didn't even... He probably had a pack of Skittles in his pocket while he stopped at Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know what he did, but I'm just saying. And God almighty, here he is shooting somebody. He was more scared of Trey Martin than you could believe because he was carrying a gun and he just some of it. See, this is what I want to tell all police officers out there. Don't shoot innocent people.
That's
because
because
you're petrified while you're wearing green and a badge and you're afraid someone's going to do something to you. Otherwise, find a job down at McDonald's at the drive-thru and get a Big Mac, a Happy Meal, something. God damn it. I don't know what the hell is going on here.
Right. I totally agree with you. Totally agree with you.
Totally right, man.
Will, do you want to ask anything?
I can't think of anything right now. I mean, the man was totally on point.
Yeah. Well, Koala, I want to thank you, and I hope you continue listening to my show.
Yes, I'll be back at Washington, D.C. tomorrow with Obama. I got to help him out a little bit. God damn it. This is crazy, this world.
It is. It is. And thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, man. You were great, man.
Okay. So I heard from that caller commenting on that Trayvon Martin tragedy. It's unfortunate, but, you know, we'll soon, like I said, we'll soon learn what happened and we'll learn the exact, you know, details of it.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, right now we can't assume things, you know.
Right.
What
we
have to do.
Facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just totally messed up, man.
Yeah.
What happened?
All right. So, you know, let's move on. Let's talk about some other stuff. John Edwards, he was in the news also, you know, former United States senator, presidential candidate. He was recently accused of soliciting prostitution, or actually a prostitute who used to work for that madam, what's her name, that was recently arrested for having, like, running a brothel in New York City. What's her name?
Right.
Anna Gristina, I think her name was.
That's it, right.
Yeah, she was running a multi-million dollar prostitution ring in the Upper East Side. And one of the prostitutes who used to work there said that John Edwards was one of the customers that she slept with. And now John Edwards is denying it. Just like he denied his affair back in 2008, you know. So,
if I was him, I would have just said no and that's it. Because, I mean, after how he lied the last time, he has no credibility.
He has no credibility. Man, I'm not going to believe anything this guy ever says from now.
Exactly.
And he's up, you know, he's about to go to court. He's about to have a trial coming up, I guess.
Right, because he took some money from his, you know, from his, you know, when he was a senator and used it on the woman.
Yeah, he was indicted. Because he used some of his campaign contributions to, you know, conceal that affair with that videographer, who doesn't even look good, by the way.
What was it? Riel
Hunter? Yeah. Riel Hunter, yeah. Triple H's sister. But, like you said, I don't believe anything that guy said. He's full of shit.
For real. That was the first thing that popped in my mind. I mean, this guy was vehemently denying that he, you know, that kid wasn't his, and he wasn't with the lady, and of course we know, you know, that was a load of crap.
Yeah, yeah. So screw that guy. Don't believe any shit that he says. What else? Kim Kardashian.
Oh yeah, I heard about that, and I saw the footage on TMZ.
That was funny. That woman made her look like Casper the Friendly Ghost. Like, if you didn't hear this, Kim Kardashian, she was on the red carpet for this red carpet event in LA on Thursday night, and it was to promote her new perfume, a fragrance line, True Reflection, right? And this woman out of nowhere just threw like a freaking bag of cooking flour on her, and Kim was covered, you know, with white powder, and they had to like kick her back to clean up. And this woman, they managed to detain her and arrest her, but that was some funny stuff. I saw the picture of it, man. She looks like the wife of Casper. If you haven't seen a picture, you have to just go see it. You can go to starpulse.com. They have a picture of it. You got flower bombed. It's about time someone, you know, freaking put white stuff over her.
What was her security?
But then again, every guy has already done that, so. What were you going to say?
Now I was saying, I mean, what was her security people? I mean, she lucky it wasn't something serious, because if someone could have got that close to her and got flour on her, then,
yeah, they could have did something worse.
I hope this wasn't a publicity stunt.
I don't know. It could have been. You never know with these celebrities, you know.
I doubt it is.
Yeah, these celebrities, anything's possible, you know.
Yeah, bad publicity is a good publicity.
Exactly. Exactly. And this past week also, they revealed the details of Whitney Houston's autopsy. Like they said that she died of accidental drowning, which might have been the result of a heart attack that was triggered by she had a premature heart disease.
Right.
All those drugs.
Cocaine she was doing.
Yeah, exactly. All those years of drugs, of doing cocaine, marijuana. She had a heart of a 60 or 70-year-old. And premature brain aging also, they said.
Wow, I didn't even know about that part. The brain hemorrhage, I didn't know about that. But
yeah.
I heard about the whole heart disease, which led to the cocaine use, and that led to her drowning.
Yeah, she had a heart attack, might have had a heart attack. But yeah, that's another crazy story right there.
Yeah, really, really sad.
I don't know how someone could die in a bathtub. Like, crazy.
That's really messed up.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Did you hear about this story? I found out about this story earlier today. There was this a Jets fan who died on St. Patrick's Day,
mm-hmm.
And his wife was saying in the news that a week that he was predicting that Tim Tebow was going to get traded to the Jets.
Wow!
A week before it happened.
Wow!
Apparently, according to her, and he had the funeral yesterday, and they all dressed up. They even dressed him up in a Tim Tebow jersey.
Wow!
He also predicted before he died that Jets will win the Super Bowl 2013. So hopefully he's right.
Hopefully, and I know you'll be talking about that on your show tomorrow. Sports Urban Legend,
that,
right? Tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. You know, only on Block Talk Radio. 6
yeah,
p.m.
Block. Yeah.
Okay, so,
any last thoughts?
I want to thank you for letting me come onto your show. I want to thank your listeners and especially the caller who kept calling. You know, I want to thank them all for, listening and participating in the show. And look forward to hearing from them next week on your show.
All right, so for iMac, and thank you, Will, for coming on. I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Peace. About to take my ass to sleep.
Mm-hmm.